let me do a little ad for you for something that I actually run. The Like It Film Festival, filmfreeway.com/we-like-it. Every year I run this film festival, and this year it's gotten upgraded in a crazy way. Here's how it works. You submit your films, and then the people who have co-founded this festival with me, Salty Mermaid, who has hundreds of thousands of followers, millions of views on TikTok, ASMR Kitten, again, 70,000 followers across everything she does, thousands and thousands of views, me on Rizzle, million views there. You will have your work, whatever it is, a movie, a podcast, an animation, a music video, a script, webcomics we even take, photography. It will get featured on these massive channels. We are, in fact, the world's largest film festival because your work is going to get seen by hundreds of thousands of people. That's filmfreeway.com/we-like-it. We've teamed up with judges this year, including Rachel Kochevsky, who does hashtag cult with me. Who's going to be giving you, if your films or work is going to be viewed by her, and she's going to get to be able to tell you about any psychological expertise she has. The partnerships don't stop there. The judges and people involved, including Rizzle, who's presenting the film festival, are industry experts. We're talking College Humor, Huffington Post, Paramount Plus, TBS, Conan, I can't even think of all of them. These people are real industry people who are going to get to look at your work and give you some feedback and insight. Other festivals aren't having these intimate experiences where when you enter the Like It Film Festival, filmfreeway.com/we-like-it, we bring your work to people that can A, get you views, B, give you insight, or C, actually interact with you and treat you like a professional. So go right now, enter your art at filmfreeway.com/we-like-it. I'm recording and ow! Smack my head. Great.
Would recommend don't do that.
Well, fuck you. What kind of coffee Touché. Are you drinking?
Huh?
What kind of coffee are you drinking?
I think it's the morning blend. The store-bought Starbucks morning blend.
Ooh, Starbucks in the house. In the home, I guess.
Yeah,
they say in the home?
Is it?
Because otherwise you have to say in the house.
And that was ruined by talk show hosts. In the house.
Oh man, I never even thought about that. Hold on, I dropped something.
What type of coffee are you drinking?
I don't know, some fucking coffee. I don't know what type of coffee I drink. I've talked about this before. I have like a Midas touch thing with coffee where I love coffee so much. It seems like I'm not allowed to enjoy it. You know, every time I don't know. I've ever talked about my obsession with Santa.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know like if you have like a particular story.
For Santa. Yeah. I love Santa because I love gift magic, which is like a real type of magic that like, A thing is only effective if someone gives it to you. So
okay.
I like Santa because of that, and I feel I have that with coffee, where it seems like whenever I make coffee, it's bullshit. And then when other people do it, it's fine for me. So I feel as though I've been cursed by a witch or something. Okay, wait, hold on. Hey, wait. This is what I wanted to be my intro for this. So we are both from New Jersey.
Yes.
The secret's out. The secret's... Oh, God damn it. The thing I'm doing keeps falling.
I'm not even originally from New Jersey, but I did have most of my...
Hold on, Bill. There's no comedy if I'm doing something else. Something keeps falling in this stupid office.
Well, that's comedy. You're doing a radio show.
How dare you vamp and give people content? Fuck you. Okay.
You're doing it too. You're doing a radio show by having sounds of things falling over.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Blame me for doing what I did. We both lived in New Jersey as youths, right?
Utes. Yep.
Are we agreed on that as Utes?
Yes.
Okay. So it's kind of annoying because, like, we've talked about, like, being from a state and being stupid. And, like, but then if you talk about, like, something from your hometown, like, eventually somebody pays you a little bit of cash to be, like, to use the clip in, like, a documentary. But, like, you know, well, here's my opinion about the Jersey Shore, you know, like, something stupid like that. I hate doing that kind of stuff, but I'm going to say this anyway. We're both from New Jersey. I've started watching The Sopranos. Right?
Yeah.
Can I tell you, have you watched it?
I've seen the first three seasons.
That seems like a lot of watching it. Okay. Can I tell you the thing that they never address on that show that I have a problem with? They make it seem like only Italians talk with that weird, you know, hey, what a like kind of voice. Like, they never bring up the fact that you run into people in New Jersey all the time who just talk that way. And they're not Italian and they're not in the mob and they're just some fucking guy who talks that way. We've known people like that.
Yeah.
And they just talk that way. And they have no attachment to Italians. Sometimes they do.
It's the jurors. It's the
But it's not either. It's random. It's totally random. Like, it's just an affect.
And you're saying that, like, people genuinely using, you're like, yeah, that kind of the good fella speak, as opposed to just, like, some guy walking around just doing, like, the, hey, what you talking about? What's going on? Like,
I'm talking about that there exists people in New Jersey who talk that way.
Yeah, okay.
Outside of anybody who would be in the mob or is Italian.
Yes, yeah.
And that it's not like an accent. It's not like something you can't overcome. It's like they just decide to talk that way, is my theory.
But yeah.
I don't know about that second part. But my whole point is like they don't ever portray, like they never just walk up to somebody and they go, hey, Makachu, hey, how you doing? What are you, oh, you stupid idiot. Like people just talk that way. Not using the Italian words. Let me do it again. People go, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Bully D, I'm going to go. Oh, yeah, I used a fake Italian again. but you know what I mean? People talk that way, and it has nothing to do with being Italian. Like, it's not an accent. Like, you understand that if you speak Italian, and then you try and speak English, and you have an accent, you don't talk like, you know, you fucking idiot, I'm going to go down to Asbury Park and pee in a bucket.
Yeah.
You know, there's guys that just talk that way. So they never run into anybody else in New Jersey that just talks that way. And they're like, oh, is that guy in the mob? No, he's just a guy. Because people here talk that way. It's a bizarre occurrence. And I hate having hot takes on these types of things. But I wanted to see if that bothered you about the show.
No, I never thought of it that way. But I do like that thought.
Yeah. On The Sopranos? Being like, oh, hey, how you doing over there? You mind if I squeeze around you? And you're like, ooh, who's that mafia-wise? It's like, who's that guy? He's nobody. He's just a guy. He's not Italian. He's not. He's just some guy who talks that way in New Jersey.
That's just Paul. Paul just, yeah.
Paul, you mean Paulie Chapinuts? No, just Paul. No. He's Paul. He works at
Paul,
my local synagogue.
Wurr, I think his last name's Wurr. W-U-R-R. Yes, Wurr.
It's apparently pronounced differently in Swedish. But yeah, it's just Paul.
But he always sounds like, yeah, he's got this attitude, you know?
Hey, fuck you. You don't do that. I don't do that. We don't do that. You don't do that. Oh, what mob conflict is happening? Nothing. We're in a grocery store. That person's not in the mob. This person is.
What's the matter you?
What's the matter you? Hey, you think I don't know who you are? You're the guy that owes me for that last orange you took. Oh, is this a mob conflict? No, this is a fight about oranges between people in New Jersey who talk this way.
We got nothing else to do. No.
I think that is it.
We got nothing else going on. It's a Tuesday at 3:15. 3:16.
Okay, you take 22. You go up there. You look at the thing. You come back. Okay? Oh. 20 minutes away. That's it. I go there. I look at it. I see it. I come back. There you go. Boom.
What's for dinner? Good night. Good morning.
What's for dinner? Good night. Good morning. Hello. I've got a job. I lost a job. I bought a car. How you doing? What's up? How's it going? Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Don't tell me what to do. I don't tell you what to do. We don't like each other. I like you. You love me. We're married. I pronounce you man and wife. Here we go with divorce. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Don't you do it.
Found a new wife. Just found a couple new kids. Just a couple new kids. Found them. You know.
Things are okay with me these days. Got a new wife. Got a new carpet. I got a new something. I got a new job. Incredibly nice, out of life. Billy Joel reference, bada ba boom.
Boom.
Boom. Okay? Go down there, watch the game, do the game, have this. What are you doing? Nah, that's stupid. Don't go there. Go here. Go over there. Don't worry. Wrap it up, do it in, zip it in, buy it, freeze it, check it, load it, and unload it, zip it, Daft Punk, boom.
We could have been 1940s comics like that. We could have had so many duo shows.
Are you kidding? This is my 1940. This is the thing about making content for people other than me and you. I could have kept doing that for another 74 minutes. I'm still not really bored of it.
Yeah, same.
You're not bored, you're bored. Read a comic book, you hate it, review it online, sell it, throw it out, boom, eBay, $200. It was rare, boom. Okay, this is Hack Thought Podcast. Hosts Mike Fallick and Bill Moore. Theme song by Freddie Unreal and the Fangers. Fuck, we took a long break and I had to do stuff. Looking up what his new album is before we do a Morality Michael. Hold on. I go on Instagram. Freddie. Go to him. I believe it's called Lightning Strings. Okay. Lightning Strings on Bandcamp. Like lightning, like the shit that strikes people. You can search Freddie Unreal and find him on most places. It's good. I like it. It's good.
Cool.
It's good. I listen to it. It goes in my ears. It vibrates the bones in my ears, which shakes my colliculus, puts it into my brain, sends signals. Hopefully my brain is not damaged. It sends signals to the outside of my head. It tells me what I'm hearing, what I'm doing. Is this a dinosaur? Should I be scared? Is it a rat, a snake, or something I should run away from? I didn't listen to it. I go, no, this is music. I evaluate my music based on my taste of music. And it's a boom. It's so dumb, and I know there's no comedy to it. I just like doing it. The more you can keep describing, the more fun it is.
Yeah.
You know? but that's a type of guy that like that's the thing about that type of guy versus the type of guy in Sopranos is that guy's the guy that explains shit to you in New Jersey. Like everything is interesting. That like even the fake thing we're doing of saying this stuff again, now I'm thinking of it. I think where we got it from is there exists this guy that's like, you know. The boring guy who won't shut the fuck up that's the voice in New Jersey. If you have that where you are, like, you know, the guy that like explains things slowly and is telling you everything, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. In New Jersey, it's that guy who's like, it was so easy. Let me tell you how this happened. You go to the store, you park. Parking's free everywhere, okay? Park your car, lock it, don't lock it, I lock it. I go inside, I go in, I go, hi, my name's Hiram Goldstein. I work at the synagogue. I need to buy a TV. What's this Best Buy thing about? They go, this is Best Buy. I go, now listen, is this the Best Buy? Is it just the name? Is there some gimmick? They go, no, listen. They say to me, Hiram, I understand. You work at the synagogue. You're a fine Jewish man. You want to figure out what sort of TV can be used. You put up announcements. You put up, you know, congratulations. This is a bris happening. You want to do that. They understand what I'm coming from. I say, Best Buy, is that a gimmick? I go, whoa, I'm out of here. I almost went out to the parking lot, unlock my car because I lock it, go back, get on 10, head on 22, go up 46, shove it into the way and drive back home. But I stayed and I go, what do you got for me? They go, we sell TVs. I go, that makes a lot of sense. And Best Buy is just like a little funny joke you tell. They go, someone thought I don't work at corp. I go, okay, someone thought of it. I go, what's with the blue shirts? They go, we like blue shirts. They make us wear the blue shirts. I go, not my preference, but fine. I go, this is how easy it was. I go, I look at the TV. I go, how much is that one? They tell me the price. I won't tell you. Tell me the price. Put it in my car. Drive back home. Take 10 to 4 to 2 to 6. Hot hike. Come home. Park my car. Like, that guy exists who tells you about fucking buying a TV. That's who talks like that in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's always that type of person.
just has to explain everything. There are those people.
That or it's not the owner of the deli. It's just a guy that's in the deli. There's always that guy that's in the deli. Oh, I can't fucking
tell you. Yes.
It's not even the owner. It's just some guy. There's always that guy, almost like he's been hired just to be. Can you just be there and be
and not
that guy?
Shut the fuck up? Yeah. Like it's like I can't tell you how many experiences in New Jersey I've been like, am I like schmoozing and like making nice with an owner who's going to give me a deal on this, or is this guy just talking and is a fucking idiot? And like I kind of want the owner to come back out after we were talking and being. There's always like an owner and a guy sitting in a chair where there's no other chairs. You don't even ever got the chair. And He's sitting there leaning against a counter, and the owner goes away to check something. And you think, oh, I'm schmoozing with an employee. I'll get something out of this like I was with the owner. And you kind of want the owner to come back and be like, do I get credit for talking to this fucking asshole? Or is this just something that happened to me? Like, that's ridiculous. Oh, I'm just trying to make friends. You know, I hang out, I say hi, whatever. It's like,
oh, they love me here.
They love me here. Exactly.
And then you'll see like one of the people behind the counter just like nodding. No. Or like, yeah, no, my uncle liked him, and my uncle's been dead since 1982. So
it's yeah, it's always a vague, and you're always on the line of like, is there something wrong with this person? Not in like a mental health way, but like maybe in a way of like, this guy's really, this is not a mob thing, but like this guy's really got something else going on. And so people that know him just let him stand in their stores and feel a part of things. And so there's kind of like a charity thing to it too, where it's like, I'm not being unfriendly, but I'm not really interested in being friendly. You know what I mean? And yeah. It's, anyway. Do the bait.
It brings flavor.
Look, yeah. You go, look, I see you coming. Oh, I love this store. That's usually the tip-off line where you get suspicious. He's talking to you for 5 minutes, and he goes, yeah, I love this store. You go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who would say they love this store if they work with an employee? Say, oh, I'm just talking to a fucking guy.
Best coffee on the block. Best coffee. Wait, they claim they just have normal stuff, but no, they do something special. I can tell. You know, I've been to a lot of other places. They don't do it as good. This place does it well. This is the best coffee. Trust me. You gotta go to this place. Come here around noon. Noon's when the pot's hot. Oh, it's good stuff.
Throw in a business plan. He always has an idea for them that they won't do.
I keep telling them they gotta open up a place separately with just coffee. Do it right next door. Boom, it's gonna be big. Literally just the coffee. I'd come there all the time. I'd have to go to both places, man, because then here they can just focus on the sandwiches. They do those really good too. You know, they're solid. Like, I would really enjoy that, but you know, the coffee, I keep telling them the coffee every day. Every day I tell them. Mm-hmm. You know, where's Bert? Bert, I always tell Bert that. Bert, I mean, Bert seems to really be a bar.
It's your best employee here, Bert.
Yeah, don't listen to Marty. Marty's the young kid. Marty doesn't get it. Marty doesn't understand coffee like I do. I've been drinking coffee for like 40 years. I'm 39. And
serving it too, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not serving it, but I've been drinking a lot of it. I've had a lot of coffee. Got a lot of experience. Okay. I know my coffee.
Uh-huh. You don't.
go on, you were speaking. I'm gonna keep talking.
You know they try and keep the conversation going. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, at one point they give you a moment like they're gonna let you speak, but then it's kind of just to let them kind of get their thought back, and then okay. So as I was,
there's been 4 seconds of silence. Here I go. Look, and I like a friendly conversation. I do, but it's the trick. It's they're clearly trying to trick me. You know what I mean? They're clearly trying to trick me into thinking they can help me here. I don't like that. We did the intro, right? Because I talked about Freddie's new song. All right. Occasionally on this show, we combat our moral integrity and challenge ourselves. This is Morality Michaels. Okay. Morality scenario number 4. I can't read my handwriting. Oh, okay. Let me pre-read the part that I wrote too quickly. Okay. It has been said in many versions of people talking about power, whether it's walk lightly and carry a heavy stick, or most famously in the modern era, Stan Lee in Spider-Man 1 with Tobey Maguire's quote of, "With great power comes great responsibility," which made me think for a morality scenario. What if there was great power without any great responsibility? So I present to you a superpower with no ability to change anything, act, or any responsibility to change the world. You are one day awoken by a cosmic creature who tells you you have been imbued with superpowers. They are asking nothing for it, and there will be no change to your life. Your health will stay the same, but you have been given the ability to turn objects into shit. Literal human shit. However, that sounds like a useful tool to maybe turn dangerous weapons or things being used against people to shit. No. You are only changing it to shit on a sort of metaphysical, cosmic level. The objects will not be affected. They'll work exactly the same way. But you now have woken up one morning with the ability to turn objects to shit without anything changing about them. They don't smell. They don't change how they work. They last the same amount of time. Nobody knows it but you. What do you do?
Okay, wait, go back over that last part again. So it turns into shit, but...
Nothing happens. It's only shit on a sort of molecular, metaphysical, cosmic level. So it is shit. In reality, it's shit. In reality, it's shit. Magic, whatever, you know, interdimensional stuff, whatever you want to say it is. It is shit in its truest form, but it doesn't smell. It doesn't degrade any faster, but it's shit. But you're the only one who knows it. That's a superpower with no responsibility. What do you do with it?
I have no idea. just sit in awe. Just something like, what is this? What have I been gifted with? What is this weird? Huh?
Would it send you on a journey to find the people, the cosmic entities that gave it to you, or discover why you have this power?
Yeah, I think it would. Also, just with like, what? So you have this power. What would you do with it? Like, what? I'm so confused.
Well, essentially, I wanted to be able to have a thing where it's like, with great power comes with great responsibility. Walk lightly, carry a heavy stick. You know, actions speak louder than words. You know, doing right is better than, you know, doing right isn't easy, and all those different things. And I what's the one that Carnegie said? You know, like that millionaire's responsibility, whatever it is. Like, there's all these things where people talk about, you have power, therefore you're obligated, because we live in a society or because you are a good person, to act. And I generally agree with that across the board. You should try and do good in the world because of it. But like, I wanted a scenario where it was like, yeah, you have great power. You could literally turn the entire planet to shit, but no one knows it. There's no responsibility. It doesn't change anything, but it exists. It is happening. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I really, yeah, I don't know. I'd have to learn more. I'd have to find who would be just, yeah, the journey of just like, but how, why must this power exist?
I think the first thing I'd be curious to do would be to eat something.
Even with great power and great responsibility, but what is this? What great power is this? Am I good? Am I evil? Am I Captain Middle?
I don't know. Look, I write these things, and sometimes they're great, and sometimes I just want to hear what Bill would think.
I'm Captain Middle. I have this ability that I think it's just as good as it is awful.
It does nothing. It literally does nothing. Yeah, it is Captain Middle. You're right. It does zero. It doesn't affect anything. Do you know what I mean? but at the same time, is there something symbolic of like changing someone's shoes to shit?
Yeah, I guess it kind of like there'd be like a, I guess that'd be like a moral win. Like it's like, oh, well, I want you to have a slightly worse day. Your shoes are shit.
Yeah, but they don't know it. They don't know it, and they never feel the effects of it.
Yeah, I guess, but even if they don't know it, you just have this, it's almost like that, like, little snicker. It's kind of like, I guess it's like a middle school win, a middle school grade, like, yeah, well, that's what I think, and you're dumb. So you got these shit shoes, you don't even know it, but I know it, that's all I need to know. Yeah, it's basically, I think it's a power that's best described by, yeah, like the shittiest laugh you can think of. It's like a, yeah.
But is that, that almost sounds like too much power. Now I think I have to pull it back. Because then if you could prove it somehow to somebody, then you could give them that power, couldn't you?
But I think this way, it's like, it sounds like there is no way you can prove it. It's like, you just know it. Like, you've turned their shoes to shit. But if there's no physical change or smell, it's like, it's literally, it's just for you to know. It's like, it's like the acting technique of, well, I have a secret that nobody else needs to know, but it makes my character better. So your secret being like, so many things here are secretly shit.
I hear you begging me to do my impression of Michael Caine on acting.
Now, one of the techniques, don't look at the camera. The camera will find you. Sometimes actors do too much, acting too much. So calm it down. The camera will be subtle.
It's a little bit too high. It's a little bit too high. I can bring that voice down a little. I'm mostly right now working on my impression of the singer from The Sopranos, speaking of which I'm getting good at.
What's the singer from The Sopranos?
The guy that sings the opening song.
Oh, okay.
God knows it again. Shame about it.
It took me a second because the one I was thinking about, like, there's lyrics in that song? Oh, there are lyrics in that song, and you're right. You just said them.
You know, boom, boom, in your rhyme. I'm not Tom Waits, but you can Google Tom Waits. Did Tom Waits do this song? Tom Waits didn't do this song. that's what I'm trying to get good with that. So I'm not focusing on my Michael Caine, an almost impenetrable and an unachievable voice. I'm wondering about it because this is usually Billy usually has more fuller answers. So I'll throw stuff at him. I wonder whether you would stop to believe it yourself.
I mean, it definitely would take a while for me to actually, like, is this actually a thing? Like, is this, like, am I doing it? Is this, did it happen? Like, but I'm getting, like, so, because I see something, right? Like, even if I don't see it turn to shit, like, do I get, like, is there, like, in my own eye, I see, like, a light emanate from my hand, or I see, like, there is, like, a sound, but even, I only hear it. Nobody else hears it. Nobody else hears it, but it's... But it's the official shit change noise.
Well, now, yeah, now, okay, how can I say no now? Of course, yes. Yep. Do not trust me. I am Captain Middle. Do not defy me.
Don't worry, those villains won't get away. I have turned their car to shit.
Middle,
how do you
Captain
know?
Middle, well, he's driving away. He's driving away, Captain Middle. I can see him going right down the street.
Hold on. There we go. Now
Captain Middle, he's still driving away. That's my daughter in the car.
Oh, yeah, but now the car is shit.
What?
It's a higher level of thinking. The car is shit now.
You're philosophical, my daughter. You're in the car.
And I'm away.
You just walk away. You don't have any other superpowers.
That's
bye.
It.
Put on your headphones.
In my mind, it's like, well, my work here is done.
You know, that's the main reason that Batman was tech a good day. Is so important. You got to get that inner cowl headphone because otherwise, like, be like, thanks so much, Flash. We appreciate everything you've done for the city. It's like, no problem, Chief. I'm just doing my job. And then, like, you fucking pull in your little... You reach in your pocket, and you pull out, like, some iPod earbuds. And you're like, yeah. Well, anyway, it was really good saving the city with you guys today. Yeah, just give me a call. You're scrolling through your phone, like, no. Oh, you're skipping, like, you know, nothing's worse than the Flash having to stop running to pause and skip a Spotify ad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, shoom, lightning, boom. Oh, fuck, I don't want audible.com. Oh, go away.
Oh, that would be a great, because I think I've mentioned it, the game I like playing with people of the coming up with powers, but giving them a very, like, awful flaw. And I would love, you have the ability to run super speed, but every minute to 30 seconds, there's a Spotify ad. You have
That's
to stop
the
and change
funniest.
It.
Like fucking like one, thing, yeah, Bill. That's yeah, so funny.
Like one of my favorites that I cannot take credit for. It's a friend of mine, but it's the, you have the ability to fly. You can fly all the time, but you gain a pound every mile you go. So
that's awesome though, because then, but you still get to fly, right? So then, like, yeah, you're like this. You're this like epic fucking stone. You're like Blob from the X-Men. Remember Blob from the X-Men?
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Yeah, and then there's the sillier ones if you have the ability to teleport, but it's only to where people are going to the bathroom.
I love these. Oh my gosh, this should be what we do from now on. Give me more. Give me two choices.
If anything, we should just spitball some, just because usually, like, the way you go is like, give me a superpower and I'll give a way to ruin it. That's the best way to land.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. You can. How about this? Fortnite. you have the ability to at will, which I think is like a really cool superpower. I've been playing, I'm going to be dorky. I've been playing a game called Solomon's Key, which you also have the similar superpower, which doesn't get enough credit, which is like specific materialization superpower. So there's, you know, magical materialization. I'm going to be a super dork. So if you don't like this, like, get lost. What you got to do to get lost is go over there, go down the street, or drive up over there. They're always giving directions. Okay. So... I'm going to be really dorky. So there is omnipotent and magical materialization powers, like Green Lantern is probably the most famous one, where you can create a material that can turn into any object. You can make it do stuff. You can, like, I'm trying to think of other, you know, sometimes shapeshifters are this way. You know, the Wonder Twins, that was a famous shapeshifter yeah. where it could be any material and things like that. So that's, like, magical materialization. But then there's... what I call specific materialization, where you have the ability to generate one thing. And so you see some famous superheroes like that. You know, Iceman is probably the most famous superhero with that. He can generate ice wherever he wants. You know, the girl from Frozen is the same. I always forget which one is the superpower. Ella?
Yeah.
Eldris? Idris Elba, when she's in yes. Frozen. And like, you know, that's probably the most famous version of it. But... there's been two really famous video game versions of it, which are Solomon's Key, where you can generate blocks. And to understand what I mean by it, go look at like the cover of Solomon's Key. And it's like a guy with a wizard like casting a rock under his feet. It's pretty cool. And then Fortnite, right? You can make a specific material, like a piece of wood or a ramp in front of you. So that's the power I want. It's a Fortnite power. It's Solomon's Key power. I can make blocks at will. I can make, you know, some material, some building material at will.
Something like you, because initially when you said it, the first way I thought of it is if you're able to form anything, like if you can create any item, my idea was, but it has to be at least a decade out of date. That's your only challenge. Like, you can create anything, but it's a decade out of date.
It's technomancer, yeah, so it's, but it's always 10 years behind.
Yeah, it's always, so it's, yeah. And then, so like, I was thinking like, oh, like if you can create a block of wood, but it can only be like balsa, it can never be the correct official like wood for the situation. Like if it's a building thing, it has to be like, yeah, like balsa, like, yeah, balsa, or it's, oh, like if you need a light one, it can only be the heavy one. You can never do the, yeah.
Let me choose between those two. So I can build stuff, but it's always shitty.
Yeah.
Or I can, it's, which is for both of them. So let me say it specifically. I can build building block materials, but it's always like light and like crappy or too heavy or whatever. And, or the other one is I'm a technomancer. Look it up. It's a real thing. I'm a technomancer and I can build technology out of nothing, but it's never like, I can't build a laptop. I can only build like a Dell computer from like 2003.
Yeah.
So I can take like a bunch of rocks and put them together and I'll have a crappy computer that doesn't really work. Or like I can take like a soda can and a piece of pizza and make a tape player. But I can never make something recent.
Yeah. Like or, you can make a computer, but yours would still be stuck on. It can only work with dial-up.
Or I have these tenuous structures I can build that are either too light if I need to support something heavy or too heavy if it needs to be delicate. Yeah. Damn, that's a hard one. I think I want the tech one. I was at first, let me tell you my logic. I was getting high on the idea that like these structures would go away. You know what I mean? That like, oh, they're flimsy when you build these structures and they kind of rot away and don't bother anyone, even if they only work for a few seconds. Ooh. But then I kind of thought like, no, that's not how it is. It's really like, it could be the opposite. I could try and have that. And then there's like, right, there's like brick there for 1,000 years because I built this thing, right?
I also like that idea, which I mean, this could be a separate one, but yeah, anytime you create something, you can't take anything, like, it doesn't, like, yeah, you, it's like, if you build an object, yeah, nothing will ever fade away, it's always there, so you're always, like, you can always make more things, yeah, you're making more things, so it's, like, effectively, every time you create a thing, you've made another thing, and nothing, like, yeah, you're, it's, like, it's a pest, it's always there.
Yeah, man, okay, so now, so let's go through, like, a circuit here of them. So I've chosen old tech, now I'm doing, I have old tech that I make crappy, or I have old tech that can never go away, it can't be, it's, like, permanent pollution. Oh man, yeah. That's horrible. I would never like. Well, no, wait. I would have new tech in that one. I could have as much, right? In the second
yeah.
one,
yeah. It'd be like you could get brand new tech, but it will never go away.
It's horrible. I don't know. But then I could really do amazing stuff as opposed to, like, I don't know. Tech from 10 years ago, you could do some. But can you, though? I don't know. I feel like if I'm in, I could do a lot of good with the tech from 10 years ago if I went to, like, a village that has pretty crappy situation for itself or a disaster. You know, something's better than nothing. But then if I went to that same place, something is better than nothing, too, with the good tech as well. Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Man. I also have another scenario of two.
Oh, yeah. I want to choose between these two. Yeah. I'm going to choose the one where they degrade. I don't think I can, because then 10 years from now, that's exactly what people do when they make technology anyway, right? Then 10 years from now, they can't get rid of it. And it's like the whole world is what? Like carjacks, you know, things that lift the car up to change a tire every time I see someone on the side of the road. Like, you know, there's a thousand, you know, I don't even know what. There's a thousand, like, water dispensers and stuff that don't work anymore.
I have another two to choose from.
Okay.
Okay, so in this scenario, so one of them is you can turn invisible, but when you turn invisible, you gain 5 pounds, and it stays.
I'm not gaining any weight. Next one.
Or, no, or you have the ability, you can fly anywhere you want, but you will get motion sickness. And it will linger for, like, I want to say, like, a good hour. Like, it will eventually go away, but you can fly anywhere, but you will get intense motion sickness.
You know what? I'll tell you, it's still my choice, because I'll tell you what, I get motion sickness fairly easily. I'm not I have the benefit of, this is, like, honestly, like, telling people my weaknesses. Now what are people going to do to me? I have the benefit of it never being so extreme. I know there's people that once they get motion sickness, they're all over the place, but I am one of, like these VR headsets and things like that people wear. Like, if I'm in darkness and you spin me around, like, I'm going to get nauseous pretty quickly. So I would definitely choose flying. I mean, the fact is you're going to fly and get motion sickness anyway. There's no way that you fly around just as, like, Superman. And if you have, like, an inner ear, right, you're going to get sick anyway. That's an easy one.
Okay, fair.
Well, the point is this, is what would you do? You have the superpower. If you could prove it to people, that would be bad.
Are we going back to the original one you proposed?
Okay. Yeah. So you have the ability to turn everything to shit. I think I want to hear both your answers. What if you know? If you know for sure, like, there is a sound that no one else can hear, or there is a feeling no one else can hear, and you get a clean bill of health, you know, you know you're not crazy, however we do that. You know you're not, like, hallucinating. What then?
Man, it's like, I would, in all honesty, I'd probably just, it'd be one of those, I would not know what to do. I'd go about living my life, but every so often I would just try it out. I would just be like, I would probably become a dick for a while, because I'd just be like, all right, I don't know, that person crossing the street, your backpack shit. And it's kind of like, ha, okay, did that. And I'd probably do it, like, there'd be like 1 week that I'm doing it excessively, but every following day, it just gets less and less to the point of, like, oh crap, I accidentally did. Like, I would do it to myself and be like, shit, no! Oh, I just turned the bowl of cereal into the bowl is shit, not even the cereal. Ah.
But you'd never know it. But you'd never know it.
No, but I thought this is the scenario where I hear the.
Hear it. But that would still bother you.
Yeah, no, I think just knowing that it's like, this is molecularly shit, it's just like a. Yeah, it'd be just like, tentacle eating out of full shit. I mean,
I think it would affect you more than it would affect other people. That's
I'd
what
become
I'm
a
horrifying. About
I'd be yeah, I'd become a massive. Like, I don't know if that's like hypochondriac. Like,
yes,
like
that's what I thought.
Like, hypochondriac. Yeah, like, I would be going to the doctor regularly. Of like, are you sure I am not? There's no like fecal, like particles in my body.
That's what I thought right away. You'd be smelling things all the time.
Yeah, I'd be smelling things all the time. I'd be overly paranoid about smell. And I would probably give myself stomach aches because I would assume I've definitely ingested some amount of shit.
Yeah.
And I'd probably go even balder from stress kind of thing. I just, like, I would end up being like, so I need to check into this mental institution. Why? I just can't explain it. I'm just probably, you'll find out. I will bug you. I'm going to bug you so much over things that you're going to be like, you're fine, sir. And you're probably right. I still won't believe you.
I think it would do more harm on you. Yeah. I'm in the exact same boat. You'd be checking in on yourself. You'd be thinking you were crazy.
And it's like, and I would, and even if I would get the clean bill of health, I would then check again. Because it'd just be like, are you sure now? But what if now? Now it's been 2 weeks. Am I still fine now? Okay, well, now it's been 3 weeks. Are you sure? All right, maybe I'll take a week off. Now it's been a month and a half. Are you so sure?
Let me do a little ad for you for something that I actually run. The Like It Film Festival, filmfreeway.com/we-like-it. Every year I run this film festival, and this year it's gotten upgraded in a crazy way. Here's how it works. You submit your films, and then the people who have co-founded this festival with me, Salty Mermaid, who has hundreds of thousands of followers, millions of views on TikTok, ASMR Kitten, again, 70,000 followers across everything she does, thousands and thousands of views, me on Rizzle, million views there. You will have your work, whatever it is, a movie, a podcast, an animation, a music video, a script, web comics we even take, photography. It will get featured on these massive channels. We are, in fact, the world's largest film festival because your work is going to get seen by hundreds of thousands of people. That's filmfreeway.com/we-like-it. We've teamed up with judges this year, including Rachel Kochevsky, who does #cult with me, who's going to be giving you, if your films or work is going to be viewed by her, and she's going to get to be able to tell you about any psychological expertise she has. The partnerships don't stop there. The judges and people involved, including Rizzle, who's presenting the film festival, are industry experts. We're talking College Humor, Huffington Post, Paramount Plus, TBS, Conan. I can't even think of all of them. These people are real industry people who are going to get to look at your work and give you some feedback and insight. Other festivals aren't having these intimate experiences where when you enter the Like It Film Festival, filmfreeway.com/we-like-it, we bring your work to people that can A, get you views, B, give you insight, or C, actually interact with you and treat you like a professional. So go right now, enter your art at filmfreeway.com/we-like-it.